right, are you ready to do this? Are you ready to throw away our last segment?
I'm always ready to throw away our last segment.
That's right. Kraftwerk means it's time for Hints from Heloise, a column to help you with your life. It's syndicated locally in the Dallas Morning News, and you're about to hear me read directly from the newspaper.
It's what you've all been waiting for. We like to save the best for last.
Yeah. We haven't done it in a few weeks, so it should be fresh. We should all be very excited about Hints. Alyssa Kay in New York writes, "Dear Heloise, here's a hint to help you get dressed faster. Put all of your long-sleeve shirts together on one side of the closet and put all of your short-sleeve shirts on the other side. You can do the same thing with your pants and shorts. Put the pants in one drawer of a dresser, put the shorts in another drawer. This will create quick mixing and matching for all days of the year."
Are you super OCD about your clothes? Or do you, I mean, do you do this, like all the short sleeves, all the long sleeves, do you color coordinate things?
No.
Or you just pretty much, when it comes out of the laundry, you fold it and you have a certain drawer for one thing and the other? Or, I mean, how organized are you as far as keeping that crap together?
Semi-organized. Like stuff that's come back from the dry cleaner, I haven't separated that out, so that's all kind of together.
Mm-hmm.
But when I do separate stuff out, I do separate long sleeve shirts and short sleeve shirts and like knit shirts and woven shirts. But I don't color coordinate or anything.
You don't
like
do that?
No.
What about like your underwear drawer? You real neat with your socks and all that stuff, or you just kind of just throw it all in there?
I actually don't have a dresser.
Uh-huh.
I tossed it a while ago, and so I just have like a basket on a shelf in my closet that's filled with socks, and then I have another shelf that has all my
underpants,
all folded up.
And your cup?
I don't wear a cup.
You should start wearing a cup.
Free ball, babe.
Do you really?
No, I never free ball.
You always wear underpants, right?
Yeah, yeah.
It's the barrier between your horrible business and the outside world.
Marianne, via email, writes, "Dear Heloise, a very nice gentleman gave me a great hint."
A very nice gentleman. She sounds like she has a suitor.
"For separating paper coffee filters. When the water is finished running through the filter, remove it from the coffee pot and immediately reach for another filter to put in its place. Your fingers will be a little moist from the water and the filters separate easily."
Brilliant!
Or you could just wait until you need to use the coffee maker again and then moisten your finger with your tongue or with water from the tap. Why does it have to be water from the used coffee filter that you just used?
You want to save water. You want to save that valuable water and saliva, Dave. And I think she's making the point that go ahead and replace the filter now so in the future when someone is redoing the coffee, it's all ready to go. Just a nice thing to do for people, which is what this show is about.
I think the lesson from this hint to Heloise
is to stop doing this segment?
No, it's that this stupid bitch Marianne needs a nice gentleman to tell her the most simple things.
That's true. She needs a man in her life. Whoa! That's a horn.
Hell yeah.
We got the white power fist. What was that?
White power...
A reader in Indiana writes, "Dear Heloise, I work in the registration department of a busy doctor's office and would like to give a little advice to patients. Every time you visit a doctor's office, it is important that you bring your insurance information with you."
Really?
"It's surprising how many patients either don't bring any insurance information or leave it in the car, which holds up the registration process when we have to ask them to go out to their car to get it."
Boy, that's...
Again, not a hint, but a bitch.
That's a bitch. She's bitching.
Bitch.
She's a bitching.
Who doesn't bring their insurance information to the doctor?
You show up in shorts and a tank top, no wallet.
Right.
"I'm here for my physical.
Obama said it was free."
Yeah. Obamacare, man.
Tommy, age 11, from Texas, writes, "Dear Heloise, my friends and I all live in the same neighborhood and love to go to each other's houses. My mom was getting upset that my friends would show up at dinner or when we were supposed to be doing homework. Her solution was to make a sign that hangs on the door saying, 'We can't play right now.' Now if my friends show up and it isn't a good time, they know without ringing the doorbell. Sounds like Tommy's mom is an uptight bitch.
Yeah. Tommy's mom invented a do not disturb sign for fifth graders.
Right.
That's what she did.
Yeah, just steal one from a Motel 6.
Yeah.
You don't have to make a sign.
That way nobody knocks on your door randomly asking you if you want housekeeping.
Dear Heloise, writes KS in Apple Valley, Minnesota, I read a warning for children in homes with corded window coverings. It reminded me of the time I walked into our living room to see one of our beloved cats. Imagine that, a Heloise reader with a cat, sitting on the window ledge with his head through a blinds cord. He must have been playing with the cord. Fortunately, he didn't jump down until I could remove the cord from his neck. That day, I installed cord winders on every window, and our cords have been safe for children and pets ever since.
Well, maybe the cat wanted to die and was trying to commit caticide.
Right. Maybe the cat realized that KS is a horrible, disgusting owner who probably has no reason to live other than to wake up and feed her cats every day.
And there's probably, and you think that's the only cat? There's so many more cats.
No.
So many cats.
If your cat is trying to snake its head through your blinds cord, just let it euthanize itself. It's nature's way.
Yes. It's the circle of life.
Die.
Can we just do one more?
Yes. Dear Heloise, I need your help. I burned a pot when boiling some dried fruit.
I burned a pot last night on my patio.
I bet you did. What do you blaze with these days?
What? What are you talking about? No, I burned making some soup.
Oh.
On my patio.
On a little kerosene Coleman stove on your patio?
Yes.
I forgot about it, and now I can't get the burnt part out of the bottom.
Bottom.
I have a choice.
Bottom.
Thank you, Peyton.
Peyton's the best one.
Bottom.
I have a choice. Either get your advice or throw the pot away. Can you help me, please? From S.E. in Bethesda, Maryland.
Oh, so Heloise is actually going to reply.
Yes.
Okay. Is this the only one that she responded to?
Yes, this is... Well, I also have a closing remark from Heloise. Dear S.E., don't toss the pot. Sprinkle baking soda or dishwashing detergent so that it completely covers the baked-on gunk. Add about 3 to 5 inches of hot water, stir to dissolve, and let the pot sit for several hours. Wow, soak a burnt pot.
This is insane. This is revolutionary information.
Then, using a plastic scrubby, give the pot a good scrub and the gunk should come off.
No.
Badly burned areas may need a little more elbow grease. Baking soda can also be used to clean troublesome coffee or tea stains from your favorite cups. Slightly dampen the baking soda with a little bit of water and then scrub. Stubborn or heavy stains may require several attempts.
Just put it...
Really?
Just put some effort in. That's what she's telling her.
Yeah, just get some Dawn and put some Dawn in the bottom of the pot. Fill the pot with hot water. Let it soak for hours. And then scrub it with a scrubby.
She needed to be told that.
S.E. in Bethesda, Maryland does not know how to wash a dish.
That's dishwashing 101. Right?
And why is she boiling dried fruit?
She's clearly insane.
Like, there's no fresh fruit available, so she starts boiling all her potpourri to eat it. And finally, I guess Heloise is starved for content because she writes, Dear readers, this is your column. If you'd like to share a hint, ask a question, or make a suggestion, write me. Hugs, Heloise. So the well must be running dry. She doesn't have enough emails.
Say.
So that's your cue, P1. Write Heloise, I believe, yes, Heloise@Heloise.com. Please submit all of your hints.
Work in Ticket Shtick. And if you get published, we'll give you a free breakfast taco.
Yeah, this one right here.
Yep, I'll put it in my freezer tonight.
Okay, that's hints for another week. Coming up next, we are going to mix with the fake Cirque du Soleil live from Scruffy Duffy's in Plano.